Blog Talk Radio.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. My lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly
Saturday edition of Deeper Truth. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. We are here in the Old Dominion bathing, marinating in the joy of being freed from the chains of the Democratic Party. I can't even express it. Let me bring on my partner from the great state of Kansas. Donald, you're sharing in my joy this morning, aren't you?
Oh, my goodness. Can you hear me okay?
What's that?
John, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, it's hard to hear you, but I got you.
Let me see, is that even better?
Oh, that's much better.
Okay, good. Okay.
So Donald,
all right.
Let's do a little bit of background. In the past, you and I have had a discussion, and many other conservatives have had the discussion, and we asked the question, why is it in some of these rat holes in the United States, drug-infested, crime-infested, illiteracy-infested, just sinkholes in the United States, and we asked ourselves, why do they keep re-elected the same idiots over and over again that have brought them all this squalor and all this misery and all this deterioration? Well, Donald, I think Donald J. Trump kind of tore the scab off of what's really going on here. These people are not reelecting these same scumbags over and over again. These elections are being stolen from the people. They're being stolen, and this has been happening for a long, long time. Now, in 2010, in the state of Virginia, okay, so let's back up a little bit further. 1960, and John Kennedy, I believe, was the last time that Virginia had gone blue. It might have been Jimmy Carter. I could be wrong. But it's a state that's been reliably red. Not purple. Virginia was not a purple state. It was a red state. Then in 2008, in this, you know, landslide election for Barack Obama, it went into the Democrat column. All of a sudden, since that time, it's been a reliably Democratic state. Are you trying to tell me that Virginia turned from a red state to a blue state overnight? That's what you're trying to tell us.
Would you say it's primarily because of what, you know, being close to Washington, D.C., and some of the outliers out there, maybe,
well,
probably?
That's what they try to tell us, okay? But the problem is the numbers don't jive with that, okay? Now, I want you to fathom something and think about something. In 2010, when we had the most votes ever for a Republican candidate for governor, was it 2010 or was it, I'm sorry, it was 2008. It was the election of Northam. I'm getting my dates mixed up. I haven't had enough coffee. But the election of Ralph Northam, in that election, the Gillespie, Northam's opponent, got the most votes ever for a Republican candidate for governor in the history of the Commonwealth. So a traditionally, historically red state, and the candidate for governor got the most votes ever for a Republican candidate and lost that election by 8 points. Donald, that's impossible. That's impossible.
It doesn't seem like it would be.
Now, so basically what's happening in Virginia, and you saw the returns coming in on election night in Virginia in 2020. And Donald Trump led. Then all of a sudden, at the end of the night, there's this huge surge in two counties. Okay? And I would ask anyone to look up the 2020 presidential results and look up the map of the state of Virginia and how many counties were red and how many counties were blue. Look at that state. Look at that map and look at how much of that state is red and how much of that state is blue. And it's like 90% red, literally. Okay? And we're to believe that Biden won that state by 10 percentage points? Are you kidding me? There were enough votes in Fairfax County, Loudoun County, Alexandria County, and just a few other places to overwhelm the number of votes in the entire rest of the state. That's what we're being told. Not just outnumber all the votes in the rest of the state, but overwhelm it, beat it by 10 percentage points. Well, we know what happened on election night, Donald. There were huge vote drops in Fairfax County on election night, to the tunes of hundreds of thousands of votes appearing out of nowhere. Well, a lot of people don't know this. They may not know this. But the place where I was working on election day was actually a building that was one of the voting precincts in Fairfax County.
Oh, wow.
In that county, this is where people were going to vote. All right? And let me tell you something. the vote numbers that came out of Fairfax County would indicate that there was just this sea of blue, massive numbers of Democratic voters showing up and voting. All right? The results that I saw don't jive with that, Donald. Voting in the precinct that I was in was very light. Very light.
That's interesting. I got a question about this for you real quick.
Yeah.
Is there any evidence in Virginia that that a lot of the counties or any of the counties had more votes than they did have voters?
Mm-hmm.
Anything like that happened?
Absolutely. Fairfax is one of them. Absolutely. Fairfax County is one of them. Let me tell you something that happened in Virginia. In District 1, now, during a presidential election, about 3% of the voters will vote only for the top of the ticket. All right? They vote only for president and vice president. About 3% of the voters nationwide will do that. And usually it's split right down the middle. Half of those will vote for the Democrat. Half of those will vote for the Republican. Well, in the battleground states in the United States, it was like 18%. And those votes went by like 97% to Biden. And in Virginia District 1, that's exactly what happened. In Virginia District 1, the undercard, everything under president and vice president, went to the Republicans by 17 percentage points. But that district went Biden by 4 percentage points. It's impossible. So, long story short, there were hundreds of thousands. The most reliable estimates are up to 1.1 million votes were switched in Virginia on election night. Now, they say, well, you know, Donald Trump lost by 10 points. Yeah, Donald Trump lost by about 600,000 votes in the state of Virginia. Factor in the 1.1 million votes that were switched, Donald Trump actually won the state of Virginia. And, you know, this was repeated all over the country. Well,
especially in the battleground states, that's where it was really harsh.
Well, Glenn Youngkin and his team, his undercard, Winsome Steers, and the rest of the team, proved what can happen in a traditionally conservative state when you're able to overcome the cheat machine. Now, the Fairfax County, they tried to cheat. They tried to delay the results. They didn't get away with it this time. And that's why, Donald, this isn't just a win for the state of Virginia. And don't get me wrong. It was a huge win for the state of Virginia. The entire pro-life card, governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, we picked up enough seats to take back the House of Delegates. It's a huge win for the state of Virginia. But it's a huge win for the country, Donald, because it gives the country a template.
Yeah.
It gives the country a template. And if we can get Republican governors back in place in these states – and I mean real Republican governors. I'm not talking about fake Republicans like Ducey in Arizona or that Brian Kemp down in Georgia. But if we can get real Republican governors back in these states, we can turn this thing around because they can put in the kind of election reforms to make sure that what happened in 2020 and what's been happening for years doesn't happen again.
Since you mentioned Georgia, I can't help but say, and I want to say congratulations to the Atlanta Braves. I was hoping that they would win. I was really happy that they won, especially after what happened with the All-Star game, because they took the All-Star game to protest against Georgia because they tried to ensure voting rights for legal voters.
Mm-hmm.
And to prevent illegal voters from voting. And the National Baseball League, what did they do? They went ahead and moved the All-Star game to Colorado. And so it just seems really sweet that the Atlanta Braves would end up winning the pennant. So I'm happy about that.
Let's talk about fair election, because believe it or not, Terry McAuliffe actually ran in the state of Virginia on a platform of free and fair election. I mean, the audacity. If there's anyone that's against free and fair elections, it's the Democrats. Okay? Now, what they mean by free and fair elections and what we mean by free and fair elections are two different things. By free and fair elections, Democrats mean that whatever it takes for us to win is free and fair. The old rule that all is fair in love and war, well, Democrats believe all is fair in elections. And they have no qualms about cheating their way into power. What Republicans mean by free and fair is every legal vote is counted and every illegal vote is thrown out. And, I mean, I can't see anything wrong with that. I can't see anything wrong with presenting an identification to prove who you are. And I'm telling you, Donald, and I want our listeners to hear this. If those kinds of voting reforms are reinstated in Virginia, all these voting reforms, all of these clamp down on these illegal mail-in ballots and all of these things that people do to cheat an election, if all those things are done away with in Virginia, if Glenn Youngkin institutes real election reform in the state of Virginia, guess what? The state goes back red overnight. Virginia is a conservative state, Donald. It's not a blue state. Don't let anybody kid you. It's not a blue state. The only blue parts of Virginia are Fairfax County, Loudoun County, Alexandria and Arlington, a couple areas around, Norfolk, a few spots here and there. 80% of the state of Virginia is conservative. And when
what
only
is,
legal book.
I just got a question because of since the election, I don't think that the Democrats actually, I don't think that they're paying any attention to it or giving it any thought. I think they're going to really get hurt in the election in 2022.
Oh, they're paying attention. They're paying attention. Okay. And I'm going to give you a perfect example of why they're paying attention. You remember that shortly after election night, they used the same election, gimmicks that they used on election night to steal the presidential election, to steal two Senate races in Georgia to give the Democrats power in the Senate. Okay? Well, a lot of people don't realize that one of those Senate races was just to finish out a term. Okay? And that Senator Warnock has to come up for reelection again, and I believe it's next year that he comes up for reelection. He's not going to serve a full term. Well, Herschel Walker is going to win that seat. Herschel Walker is going to win that Senate seat.
So right there,
we wrestle control from the Democrats. We retake the Senate. Okay? If the Republican Party will follow the model that was just set in Virginia, and the state legislature
almost happened in New Jersey. That was close.
Mm-hmm.
I never would have expected that the way how blue New Jersey votes.
But you notice when it's close, it always goes to the Democrats. Whenever the election is close, the Democrats always manage to find those last few votes to get them over the top. And that's what happened because it was close. But Citarelli, the Republican, was winning. Then all of a sudden, there are a lot of these states, when you look at it, and Donald Trump really exposed this. when the Democrats are not able to fully engage the fraud machine, the country is a lot more conservative than we realize. Pennsylvania is not a reliably Democratic state. Michigan is not a reliably Democratic state. Wisconsin is not a reliably Democratic state. These states will go red if you put in actual election reforms. Okay? Donald, if you counted only legal votes in the state of Pennsylvania, who won in November?
Oh, Trump did.
Okay?
Big time.
And that means it was his second straight win in Pennsylvania. If you counted only the legal votes in Michigan, who won?
Oh, Trump did.
If you counted only legal votes in the state of Wisconsin, who won the state of Wisconsin?
That would have gone Trump. No question about that one either.
Same question for Virginia. Same question for New Hampshire. Same question for Georgia. Same question for Arizona. Same question for Nevada. And yet, we allowed the Democrats to steal all of these states from us. And, Donald, we can't afford the consequences of allowing them to steal the states from us when we look at the people that they want to put in power. Can I ask you, would any sane, rational person want Joe Biden to be the president?
No, and I don't think he got 50 million votes. I don't think he got half that, actually.
I think this election was absolutely a landslide. I think in the end, I think Donald Trump won 48 or 49 states and won the popular vote by a margin of 15 to 20 million votes, which is incredible that they were able. That means at least 10 to 15 million votes were switched. Were switched or thrown out?
Probably thrown out. And those computers, Dominion machines, I don't think those things, I think they were rigged as well.
Well, of course they were. But it was these governors, okay, governors who were on the take that put those Dominion voting machines in the first place. They knew. There was testimony to Congress about how suspect these voting machines were and how easily they could be compromised. It wasn't a secret. People knew. So we need to get Republicans back in power in these states, and they need to put in the kind of election reforms. And if the Republican governors won't do it, then the state legislatures need to step in and see that it happen. And Donald, I think the election in Virginia was a shot across the bow that the American people are fed up. That the American people are fed up with elections being stolen from them, and governments that basically rule against the will of the people. Are we to believe that the state of Virginia turned by 11 percentage points in 10 months? Are we to believe that? That's impossible. That kind of movement in the political landscape is impossible. And I know that Joe Biden has been a terrible president, but you cannot have that kind of movement in 10 months. What basically happened is that the Republicans in this election were able to thwart the Democratic cheat machine.
And Donald, there are some issues that I think a lot of the parents, when you tell parents that they shouldn't, they don't have no right to be involved in their children's education, that's when you get some of them soccer moms.
But Donald, the problem is that those issues have always existed. Those issues have always existed. And by the way, the election I was talking about before was 2017. So pardon me for having the date wrong because I didn't have enough coffee. But in the 2017 election, more Republicans showed up to vote for governor than had ever shown up in the history of the state, and that we still lost by 8 percentage points. Go back to the presidential election, Donald. Okay? Go back to the presidential election. If you believe that the results in the presidential election, then you believe for the first time an incumbent got more votes in his second election than his first election and still lost. You believe that for the first time, you believe that for the first time an incumbent got the largest number of votes ever for a presidential candidate up to that point and still lost. You believe that an incumbent won the state of Florida, Ohio, and Iowa, all three by larger margins than his first election, and still lost. You believe that an incumbent Republican improved his margins in Miami and Broward County, Florida, in New York, and throughout California, and still lost. You believe that Donald Trump, who had a caravan of followers that was 95 miles long in the state of Arizona, lost the state of Arizona. You believe that Donald Trump was the first Republican since 1947, since Harry Truman, to lose Maricopa County, Arizona. You believe that Donald Trump was the first Republican since 1964 to lose Tarrant County, Texas. Okay? Donald, here's a trivia question for you. What do Tarrant County, Texas, and Maricopa County, Arizona have in common?
Well, they're strong Republicans. They have not lost presidential.
What else do they have in common?
Well, they're
ready for this. You ready for this?
What's that? Go for it.
Those two counties were the only two counties in each of those two states to use Dominion voting machines.
Oh, really?
Isn't it interesting? The most conservative counties in the state of Arizona and Texas both went blue because they were the only counties in the state. Well, I know Maricopa County is the most conservative in Arizona. Tarrant County is one of the most conservative in Texas. They were the only counties in their states to use Dominion voting machines, and they went blue. Okay? Isn't it interesting? Fulton County, Georgia, the turnout in Fulton County, Georgia was enough to overwhelm the rest of the state. That Donald Trump did better in Miami and Broward County, Florida, but worse in Georgia, okay? That Philadelphia, Pennsylvania was enough to overwhelm the results of the rest of the state. That Detroit, Michigan was enough to overwhelm the results of the rest of the state. That Milwaukee, Wisconsin was enough to overwhelm the results in the rest of the state. That Fairfax County, Virginia was enough to overwhelm the results in the rest of the state. That in New Hampshire, we took back the House of Delegates, took back the Senate, and reelected a Republican governor in a landslide, and yet that state went to Joe Biden. That we took back one of the two houses in the state of Michigan, and that state went to Joe Biden. That we took back one of the houses in the state of Minnesota, and yet that state went to Joe Biden. Anyone that believes that Joe Biden really legitimately got 81 million votes is insane. I would invite anybody to go back and listen to our election special and what we were talking about these polls. What happened on election night in the United States, Donald, is impossible. Impossible. that Donald Trump did better among the blue states. He did better among the red states, but worse among all the battleground states. That's impossible. It goes against the gravity and physics of a presidential election. And it goes against what we saw with our own eyes, Donald. The American people were insulted with because we were laughing. Donald Trump would turn out tens of thousands of people at a rally. Joe Biden would turn out 50, if that. And we're to believe that the guy that turned out 50 not only won the election, but he won it with more votes than Barack Obama, won it with more votes than Bill Clinton. Did what Barack Obama and Bill Clinton couldn't do, won Tarrant County, Texas, won Maricopa County, Arizona. I mean, seriously? Barack Obama never won Georgia. Barack Obama never won Arizona, but we're to believe that Joe Biden did.
It was a coup from the very beginning of it. It was planned and orchestrated from the very beginning. It was a coup. They couldn't override anything during his presidency, but they sure took care of the voting. That's what they did. They cheated. It was all prepared, and it was all the big cats. You know, the main emphasis was because of COVID. They tried to say, well, because of COVID, they had to make these changes, which, you know, all these illegal votes, all these ballots, mailed-in ballots, which you had multiple ballots going everywhere. No question that the whole thing was fixed. And that's one reason why I'm not giving one penny to the Republican Party, because they allowed it to happen.
Do you have your messenger open right now on Facebook?
No. I'm driving right now.
Oh, you are? Because I'm looking at the map. I'm looking at the map right now, and we'll post this with the show. And it's almost incredible. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, basically 5 splotches and one little one of blue on the state. The rest of the state is red. It's incredible. It's like 90% of the state is red. Here's the results for governor. Youngkin, 50.8%. McCulloch, 48.5%. All right. Now, even though Youngkin won, if anybody could look at this map and tell me that the Democrat got 48.5% of the vote, there's no way. Lieutenant governor. Sears, 50.9%. Ayala, 49.1%. Again, same thing. There's no way you can tell me. Attorney General, basically the same thing. There's no way you can look at this map and say that this was a 50-50 election. And I'm telling you, once we put in the election reforms,
Wasn't it about like 70% of the vote in? And the Republican was up by 10 points, almost 10 points at that point. I mean, you reported that during one of our radio shows.
That's exactly what happened. Good point. With 70% of the vote in, all right, so do this as a mathematical equation. With 70% of the vote in, the Republican is ahead by 10 points. So the remaining 30% of the vote was so heavy that the Republican ended up winning by less than 2 points. Are you telling me that Fairfax County, Loudoun County, what, 90% Democrat? 50.8 to 48.5, so just a little over 2%. 2.3%. So when you're talking about I'm going to figure this out as a percentage. So 660 minus 587, we're talking about 160,000, about 173,000 Yunkin one bot. 173,000. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what's amazing by that is that 173,000, and yet that margin was 10% with 70% of the vote coming in. So that means that McAuliffe closed like, you know, hundreds of thousands of votes within the last couple of hours of the election, the last 30% of the election.
They were trying. It does seem like they were really trying.
I mean, if you work this out, if you work this out as an arithmetic problem, the arithmetic's impossible. You're saying that 70% of the vote isn't. So let's break this out. Let's break this out into, okay, 1,000 people. Okay, so there's 1,000 people, and 700 votes are in. 700 votes are in, and the Republican is ahead by 10 percentage points. All right? So the 700 votes, that means 400,000 have gone to the Republican. All right? And yet, in that last 30%, the last 300,000 votes or whatever, or the last 300 votes that are coming in, the Democrat would have to win, like, of those 300 remaining votes, the Democrat would have to win, like, 250 in order to make this happen. So you're right. They were trying. They were trying. In Fairfax County, they were trying to steal this election. And that's why it's so important that we were able to hang on and win, because we put those kind of voting reforms in to make sure that this kind of stuff stops. All right? And if he's able to do it, if Youngkin is able to get those reforms in, you're not going to see Virginia go blue anymore. And I just believe this type of thing is going to be repeated, can be repeated all over the country if we're able to get those reforms in. And if we're not, well, then we're in trouble. And we're going to continue to elect clowns like Joe Biden. And our country cannot afford that.
No, look what he's done in 8-9 months. I mean, it's just a total disaster. From the southern border to Afghanistan to the economy, I can't think of anything that he has. I mean, what do you think of these 13 Republicans that voted for this infrastructure bill? That's $1.5 billion or $1.5 trillion, which,
yep.
How much of that is actually going for bridges and things that it should go for?
I don't know.
Because the Democrats are all about social engineering and the green.
Hey, Donald,
the green. Yeah.
I got to wrap it up for today, but hey, Virginia is a first shot. We've got a lot of work to do in this country, but you know, we finally had a battle go our way, and hopefully, let's pray there'll be many more.
Oh, amen, amen, and amen. And thank you, John, for this opportunity this morning, because this is well needed, and we need to keep up with this too, as these things go, because it was more than that. I mean, like in Minnesota, they definitely stood for the idea of having a police department. The Republicans won all over the country.
So many of these states, the voters are not as crazy as the Democrats want to believe that they are. And on that note, we got to wrap things up. And God bless everyone. Until next time, this has been Deeper Truth.
And don't forget about tomorrow night. Tomorrow night with John Carpenter, Journey with Mary, at 8 o'clock tomorrow night, Central Time.
All right.
God bless you.
God bless.